Great to have your company here on Dwayne's World. Sam Edmund with you. Well, while the cricket season on the domestic front has not been affected by COVID-19, that doesn't mean there are a stack of questions going forward. And the cricketers themselves, well, they've had to make use of their time in downtime, as it were. And one of those is Sophie Molyneux, the Australian all-rounder, of course. Sophie, welcome to SEN.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
So tell us, what have you been doing with this significant downtime? It would have been downtime for you anyway, as I mentioned, but how have you been coping?
Look, it's taken me a few weeks at the start to probably get used to just the lack of routine that we all sort of thrive at times. I think we sort of started to get into a bit of a routine of, cooking every meal and getting out and doing as much activity as you can, and then just trying to stay fit and healthy, I suppose. But found I've been doing little things like cooking and that, and I've definitely threatened to cut my own hair at times. But it's sort of just the usual, like everyone else has sort of been able to tick along.
Oh, you've hit on a really big issue here, Soph. Cooking every meal. How over it are we?
I know. I'm keen to go out and get a nice pub feed or a nice cafe breakfast. But, I suppose it's been really good. We sort of toured for a little bit before this, so it's been nice to just set up shop and just cook and do normal life, I suppose.
Indeed. Are you concerned? I mentioned the long-term questions around the sport, like a lot of sports are facing at the moment, obviously how we come out of it, particularly from a financial perspective. Are you concerned at all about the long-term viability of the women's game, given there's all sorts of cost-cutting measures happening across cricket, like other sports, as I mentioned?
There's been some talk about potentially the female game could be impacted a little bit, and I think just in the nature of what's going on in the world at the moment, I think, cricket is a game, and I suppose everything's going to be impacted in the future. And I have a lot of confidence in, the people that are having these discussions and making these decisions, that female cricket is in their heart. And I really hope that, we just continue the momentum that we've sort of been able to build over the last, not just seeing it firsthand at the World Cup final, but over the last few years, the game's gone in leaps and bounds. And I definitely have a lot of confidence in people that are sort of going to make those decisions.
That's all off the pitch, of course, but on it, one of the more fascinating things from the outside looking in, Sophie's been the ICC looking like they're going to be set almost to ban the use of saliva to shine the ball. Sweat will still be allowed. Now, I know Paddy Cummins has been pretty strong on this, but as a spin bowler, does that concern you, and how do you think it would affect you going forward?
Spin's probably a loose term too, but don't spin them too much. I think in the female game, it's a lot different to the cricket that Pat plays. We don't play a lot of test matches. We play pretty much all of our cricket with a white ball. Most of it's T20 cricket, so we don't really need to shine the ball as such. So I don't think it's going to play, a massive sort of role in our game. Maybe once every 2 years when we get our hands on a nice red cooker, it's quite foreign to us, and we don't really know what to do with it. So we're going to have to come up with a different plan, I reckon, in a couple of years, hopefully, to shine that ball.
Don't sell yourself short, Sophie, on the spin bowling front. I mean, as a tweaker, it's all about the deception, of course. So we'll just keep going with it for the moment. We'll play the game. Well, just on that, though, do they need to open up perhaps the regulations about what you can and can't put on the ball amongst all this? Legalise some things going forward.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe just a bit of clarity around it all. If the rules are there and written down, I think people will follow them, and that's just like anything in life, really. So, maybe that could be the way to go, I think. And I completely understand both sides of the argument, that's for sure. But it hasn't really impacted the female game as such up until now, and I can't see, really playing a massive role in our game the next little bit as well.
Going back to March, it was just a magnificent scene at the MCG, the Women's T20 World Cup, Australia's fifth title against India, and all those that were there will remember it for a long, long time. Have you reflected much on that game going back to March? I mean, with all this time, put the feet up at home, have you? How many times have you watched it? Now, be honest.
Oh, a few times, to be honest. definitely had to watch it a couple of times the morning after. I wasn't quite sure what had happened, but... Yeah, look, it was, I suppose, especially with, you know, what's going on at the moment, we've had a bit of time to stop and reflect, and I've definitely done that and reflected on the last little bit, and, you know, the photos and the, you know, the footage of, you know, 86,000 people at the MCG and being a part of that, it still feels quite surreal, even though I've had all this time to sort of to digest and let it sink in. But look, it was an amazing day, and it was you know, something I'll forever remember.
You weren't the player of the match itself, but you were probably best on ground in the post-match, I think it's fair to say. Those Katy Perry concert dance moves of yours, you still have flashbacks of pulling off those in front of so many people. And I just want to know, have MTV been in touch, maybe as a dancer in a video clip going forward?
We've been in off-season, so we've sort of cut off all the communication from the media up until now. So I'm just waiting for my phone to go off from all those outlets. But, yeah, look, I suppose it's just one of those moments where you... you know, a bit of adrenaline, just, you know, everything that had happened before then, and somehow your body just takes over, and you know, 12 hours later, you're looking back and thinking, holy moly, that was Katy Perry. it was just one of those moments, you know.
It's a great move. Just rewatching it now as you speak, and what a way to celebrate it, though. I mean, what a great moment. What a great, it was bigger than a match in many ways, wasn't it? I mean, it was an event, and it will go down for a long, long time, as I say, as a significant day in the history of women's sport, I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it was, you know, the build up to that, you know, even just during the World Cup in that 2 weeks, you know, there was times there that, you know, we were sort of thinking that maybe, you know, Australia might not even be in the final, and for it to play out the way it did, and then you sort of put it over a 12-month, three-year sort of plan, and then 40 or 50 years in the making of all the female cricketers that have gone beyond us, that played before us. It's just on many different scales. It was just, you know, an incredible day, not just for women's cricket, but, you know, for women's sport and for, you know, Australian sport in general.
The awareness around the mental health aspect of our sportsmen and women is an ever-growing space, isn't it, Sophie? I mean, now perhaps more than ever, isn't it? How important is it at the moment? You took a short break last year, obviously, to focus on your well-being during the WBBL season. The issue itself, I mean, as I say, how important is it at the professional level, at the top level, particularly in times like this?
Look, it's definitely important. I think, you know, not only for sports people, I think it's been well covered that, you know, during these times, you know, people, you know, it's really good for people to be able to reach out, and there's been a lot around that as well. So, but, you know, looking at, you know, our environment at the moment and different sports, I think it's definitely important. And I know in cricket there's definitely, you know, a lot in place, and, you know, there's different, you know, sources of help you can sort of reach out to, which has been put in place for this, and you know, it's just a credit to cricket and you know, the people that have done that, and it's definitely important, especially when you've got a lot of downtime. We're not really used to that as well. And as sports people, we're always, I suppose, looking for something to do and something to help us get better, or you know, some people just want to hit balls and you can't hit balls. So I suppose it's just unknown territory for us as well as everyone else around the world. So, yeah, it's definitely a massive thing.
And just on that downtime, before we let you go, Sophie, you must be really looking forward to getting back in and amongst it and hitting those balls, as you say. What's the next commitment? What's the date that you've been given, if any, and when can you look forward to resuming the sport that you love in some way, shape or form?
There hasn't really been a set date or anything like that. So I suppose getting back to official, training, games and everything, but I suppose officially our off season ticked over and finished yesterday. So this is day two of pre-season, and we've sort of increased communication with staff, and we've probably ramped up a little bit in terms of fitness and that, and I suppose that's all we can do over the next little bit until we know more about potentially what our season will look like. But from what I know, everyone's ticking along on the fitness front, and skills will come into it, I suppose, when we're allowed to access facilities, and hopefully that's not too long, because I think we're all hanging out to have a hit.
Oh, indeed, you would be. And we're all hanging out to watch as well, Sophie. There's no doubt about that. Thanks so much for joining us on SEN this afternoon, and best of luck with the path forward and returning to the game.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Sophie Molyneux there, the Australian all-rounder. We'll be back with more Dwayne's World on the other side of this.